This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is time for our Talk Radio Review, a weekly feature here with the DJB gang, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air to help bring you up to date with the official stories. The list is prepared every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At Talkers.com, you can get the story list, the people list. You get Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, a lot of connection to what is going on in the world of News Talk Radio, and certainly one of the big things this week has been that business of donating through RadioCares.org to the Feeding America Emergency Radiothon, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars on radio stations just like this. So hopefully you've participated, or if you want to, you can still give some money. If you want to check it out, you can go to TalkRadioCountdownShow.com and see the button up there for donating, or you can go to DJVShow.com as well. The stories, ladies. Number 10. We talked about this on the DJV program. The Pentagon's UFO videos. Mm-hmm. We all got, I don't know if excited is the right word, but we sort of said, we told you so.
The president said that was a hell of a video.
Yeah, right.
Is that the first time in history that a president has commented on UFOs?
Maybe.
Just curious.
Asked about it. Certainly presidents have been asked about it. And
they kind of don't answer, right?
Right. They're real.
That's one of those things in the book, the drawer on the president's desk that the new incoming presidents read that tells the story of what the last presidency was about and things that the practical things that you're warned to be careful of or whatever's in that book.
Nobody don't talk about aliens.
Yeah, right. That's it. Yeah, you'll be discounted as a nutbird. That's what people used to say to me all the time. I've been talking about UFOs ever since I've been on the air. And people would say,
well, UFOs are real. They're unidentified flying objects. Now, whether or not you want to say that there's a good, reasonable explanation or that it's life from somewhere else, all I know is it doesn't seem like a coincidence to me that the Pentagon has these videos just at the same time that the government's ordering us to wear a mask. I think they're protecting us from seeing the reptilian people. I'm pretty sure of it.
Really? All right. Back to V, the television show. There we go.
Just kidding, everybody. Don't panic. It'll be okay.
This is the show. We got enough panicking going on. The charts for the week of April 27th to May 1st here. Talk Radio Review. Education and the situation in the education world. Not only are children, although I find, I talk to my grandson pretty much every day, and he's all about this, some new things. I send him a monthly gift. All the things that I get for my grandson are educationally oriented. And he's got a good mind, and he loves that kind of stuff. But he's not suffering at all as a youngster. He's been challenged, and they're doing a lot of stuff. Maybe both of his parents, my daughter and her husband, are educators. They're profs at UCLA. So maybe that's what is stimulating him, or part of why it can be a good stimulating atmosphere there. But generally speaking, kids are not doing well, floundering with all of this stuff that, you know, there's no connection. And school has been called off pretty much everywhere till the end of the year, right? There's no school again till fall. Am I right in that?
I heard some states, I think, want to get kids back in the classroom by, like, May 15th. But I don't know if that's realistic. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a situation. What are they doing in California? They always do everything different in California, Jennifer. So what are they doing there about schools? Is it closed in the schools? The public schools, the private schools, the...
Everything is pretty much closed. All the schools have been shut down in the state of California. Now, they're saying that the governor said that perhaps they would open up in July and start the next school year early since the kids have been out of school for so long. So instead of starting in August or in September, they would start in July or early August. So they may mess around with the schedule a little bit. But even some universities are trying to figure out whether or not they're going to have classes in the fall and what's going to happen. They are going to open up some child care centers, which I would imagine would mean preschools. in phase two, whenever that's supposed to happen. I guess they say weeks, not months. So
yeah,
we'll see if that
happens. The sooner the better for lots of different reasons. Number 8 on the countdown list, working our way toward number 1, the focus on interpersonal relationships. No better demonstrated than the fact that a lot of people are signing up to Ashley Madison. That's been one of the big...
I think that's more of a sign of the impending divorce boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I was thinking about this the other day. How are people dating right now? How are single people dating? I know a lot of people are doing, like, you know, Zoom dates or something like that. But if you're single, and if you were using one of these online apps to meet people, how in the heck are you doing that?
I think actually you can do video dating. I think a lot of the apps have added a video component. So, like, if you hit it off with somebody, then you can have, like, a Zoom date. So, in a sense, though, people are actually... You have to talk more to each other
Madison
before
said
you go
17,
on a date.
Didn't Ashley Madison say 17% of the people that are hooking up are actually doing it in person?
No. No one's doing that anything in person. Ashley Madison is just an online cyber.
I thought there was a chat that I heard you
right now.
And in
normal times, you can certainly hook up with whoever.
The thing with Ashley Madison is that these are married or people who are in relationships just looking for a fling, essentially.
Yeah.
But
there's
no hotels to go to. Where are you going to find a place to go? What are you going to do? Like,
it's a lot of car stuff, maybe.
Back
a lot of
car,
you know? Yeah.
All right, it's too much college in my memory there, I guess. Under the circumstances, we move on. Number 7 is a focus on technology and how, whether it's the education, whether it's the business, whether it's this type of technology, where our whole existence here depends on technology and what's going on. Now, you had a story, Victoria, that you were following of some of the big providers of technology or connectivity for technology are helping people out somewhat by making this free or that free or easier to get. Is that something that...
Well, a lot of governors came out and said, look, if you have... Everyone needs internet right now. And so you can't cancel someone's internet or their cell phone if they can't pay their bill. And that's pretty much for 90 days, everybody got a stay of execution. And, to be fair, I'm not normally that favorable. I don't speak favorably that much of Verizon or Comcast or any of the other big providers. But they all have stepped up and said, look, we're taking away all of our data caps because we know that kids are at home, the parents are working from home, kids are doing online learning, the whole family's watching movies on different screens every night. So I think that in this instance, the big tech companies have done right by people, which doesn't happen often.
No. All right. Number 6 is a focus on this, the FBI manipulating the Flynn file. I don't know whether Michael Flynn, we need to go back and review who he is, Jennifer, or what this is all about.
This is a really terrible,
pretty much an
terrible
explosion here.
Yeah, this is a terrible story. So just to set the stage, Michael Flynn is a 3-star Army general who served the country for decades and then went to work for the Obama administration. He and Obama did not get along. There was bad blood, definitely. And that's one of the reasons along the campaign trail, President Trump started talking with him, brought him up to some rallies, and made him, once he won, national security advisor. Now, in the transition period, Michael Flynn made a call between Ambassador Kislyak and himself. Now that
who is the ambassador?
Ambassador Sergei Kislyak to Russia.
Okay.
Now, that was in addition to other calls that he made to other governments, but because there was the drumming up of this dumb collusion with Russia narrative with Trump and Russia going on, people were looking at that and kind of questioning it. And he said, well, I didn't call Kislyak. Well, it turns out that he did. I have heard that Michael Flynn didn't remember it because he was out with his family when he took the call. It was a short call. He had been drinking some wine and literally it was kind of like a touch base call, essentially. And this is not unusual when governments are in a transitional period. Well, now we're hearing about this again because Michael Flynn was prosecuted for that. He was charged. The judge told him he had committed treason, all of these things. Well, the FBI just dumped out some notes that show handwritten notes between, at the time, FBI Director James Comey, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. There's another gentleman who was one of the heads of the FBI that were writing notes to each other basically saying, what is the goal of going after Michael Flynn? And the goal in these handwritten notes was to get him to lie under oath. Remember, the government, when they go after you, They can't get you on anything. They want to get you online.
Yep.
And the truth is, according to many people that I know that know Michael Flynn, he did not remember making that phone call. But the government went at him so hard. They threatened his son. He lost his house. He spent $6 million in legal fees. And
the oppression of big government.
Yeah, and so now it's coming out that this was actually a setup. And another character that we've heard so much about, Peter Strzok, was involved with this with handwritten notes, again, that have been released this week saying we have to keep this investigation open.
The FBI is now becoming a political organization instead of
at the highest levels, and that's so unfortunate because when people lose trust, as we see in minority communities with the justice system, what happens? It's a bad scenario. It's a trickle-down effect. And so there are a lot of questions now. Why didn't Robert Mueller point this out? Why didn't Christopher Wray, who's at the head of the FBI right now, say something about this? And I think the answer for Christopher Wray is that he probably is trying to protect the integrity of the FBI, but he's not doing any favors for anybody. And with Bob Mueller, I think this is further proof that he was sort of just a figurehead here, and this was just more of that investigation. I mean, if anybody saw his testimony, it looked like Bob Mueller was not a clear-thinking individual, but they were using his good name and credibility to continue with this investigation.
It's disgraceful. The government has no business getting involved in things the way they do in these entrapments. All right, we have number five up next here on our Talk Radio Review as we continue. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen here for the week of April 27th to May 1st on the Countdown Review. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't not say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. Power up your immune system today with Advanced D, with free shipping, plus a free fish oil. Dial 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Yeah. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, the news talk charts from Talkers Magazine. We're going through them now. Story list, if we have time, we'll go to the people list as well. Both of them in print at Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Number five, quickly to review, the number 10 item this week, the UFO video from the Pentagon. Number nine, a situation in education in our country. Interpersonal relationships, number eight. The technology of connecting, number seven in this era. The FBI and the whole entrapment thing with Michael Flynn, number six. And we just said, we're talking off the air, how refreshing. And most of the time, I don't want to listen to any of this stuff, the political stuff, because it becomes almost nonsense. But it actually sort of felt good to have one of these political, you know, these nonsensical political things is a part of the story list, because we've been away from it so long. We're so tired of the coronavirus here, coronavirus there, yada, yada, yada. Okay, number five is a focus on our relationship with the bad countries, China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. Mostly speculation on Kim Jong Fatty, as we call him here, as to whether he's alive or dead. That doesn't seem to have been confirmed or denied, has it?
No.
Anybody hear anything more about
it? I just keep seeing things about his sister has been slowly gaining power over
and
the last...
And uncle or aunt.
And then the uncle who got passed over, I guess there maybe he's the making a resurgence.
The brother of his father. His uncle.
Yes,
yeah.
The brother of his father.
Didn't he kill one of his other uncles?
Yes,
didn't
Kim Jong Fatty? That's right.
And then who's the guy he blew up with a rocket? There was somebody else that he launched something. Like, yeah, there's somebody else.
That family.
How would I know?
Oh, welcome to the
Christmas
family.
Is a little different.
Yeah, right. Sunday.
Everybody's
this package is ticking.
Open it. Yeah. There's a new car. Like, I'm going to have someone else.
At the Reagan's house on Blue Bloods, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Trump right. keeps saying that he knows where he is and he hopes that it will all be okay. So if he does know where he is and he hopes it all will be okay, that to me sounds like he is maybe not in the best condition, but maybe right. still alive.
But the thing is, though, is we speculated that the sister would take over. Apparently, that's totally not going to happen because it is such a sexist country and culture that
right.
there's no
the
way
uncle.
A woman's ever going to be running that. Yeah,
right.
Even if the uncle's a figurehead, he's going to be the one to take over.
Right. As far as China is concerned, the push is on from our corner of the world to have our relationship with China sort of notched, if you will. understanding, realizing, and putting into action a plan that holds China responsible for all this mess around the world, which they are completely 100% responsible for. I've been urging, and apparently there are some congressmen and senators who are taking this seriously, bringing legislation in to incentivize getting all of our businesses that are in China the heck out of there, bring that business back to our country, and get our people back to work right away. This is something that if we spent $2 trillion, somebody said to me when I said that on the air, well, that's going to be expensive. Hello, have you looked at what we've just spent in the last month and a half? So if we can spend that kind of money to just keep people alive, we sure as heck can spend that kind of money to bring our businesses back here and keep them here. There's no reason for business to be in China. And look at stuff that you're buying.
I just want them out of our food supply.
Yeah, out of that.
I want them away from our pharmaceuticals and away from our food supply. Those are the two things that, like, for me personally, that mean the most. And that's, you know, the other thing that with the China stuff, with being responsible, the thing that really annoyed me, I just read something last night about that the U.S. intelligence agencies, so the CIA and maybe NSA, whatever else we've got there, that they say the virus was not created in a lab, but they're still investigating the lab. So it's like, well,
why would you be doing
because,
that?
Well,
who said
because
that?
There were a lot of security. There were a lot of security breaches at that lab. In fact, they're well documented. So even if this wasn't man-made,
it is man-made. Come on.
I believe that it is. But even if it's not, what they're looking at is just what conditions these people were testing and working in, because that happened
and got out. Look, it got out of the lab. We don't know if that was intentional, but it got out of that lab. But to just say that this is just.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Millions of people are going to break out of isolation, and they'll be able to eat at restaurants and shop at stores very soon. More than half of U.S. states are partially reopening over the next few days. Arkansas is one of them, Governor Asa Hutchinson.
On May 4th, we will lift restrictions on gyms, fitness centers, and indoor athletic facilities so that they can resume operation.
Stay-at-home orders have just expired in Alabama, Maine, Tennessee, and Texas. Restrictions will be lifted in Iowa, North Dakota, and Wyoming on Friday. But California has been having some problems with new hotspots and outbreaks. Governor Gavin Newsom has decided to make beaches off limits once again.
We're going to do a hard close in that part of the state.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the results of a new coronavirus poll.
A new Gallup poll shows that party affiliation plays a role in determining willingness to leave the house right now and get on with life despite the coronavirus. A new poll shows overall that nearly 1 in 5 people would be willing to return to normal life right now in a survey that was completed between April 20th and the 26th. That's up 13% from a survey completed between April 2nd and April 6th. Broken down into party affiliation, 44% of Republicans surveyed are ready to get back to normal life. Meanwhile, 22% of those who consider themselves politically independent and only 4% of Democrats say they're ready to return to their normal activities right now.
He's the brains behind a family food drive in Massachusetts. WBZ-TV reporter Paul Burton got his story.
Opening up the back door to Nicholas Lane's family car, you can sort of catch a glimpse of what's inside this young boy's heart.
Some people lost their jobs, so I'm happy that we have this for people.
This 9-year-old Marlboro kid is on a mission with his family to do some good in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. It all started with this $25 gift card he got from his grandparents. But instead of spending it on himself and his siblings, he came up with a bright and thoughtful idea while watching the news.
I was looking at how people lost their jobs and they didn't have food to eat.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's 34 at the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the top stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, complimentary to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Another hour of this is a two-hour weekly event that takes place. Michael Harrison is with us from Talkers Magazine in the other hour, but we have the services of the people that do the DJV show with me every weekday morning around the country. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with a quick overview of something we've been involved in. I was talking about the number, the dollar amount that's come in for this radiothon to help Feeding America. There is certainly an emergency. This, frankly, could be an ancillary story, a 10A story. The circumstances with food, the food supply in our country, there's a whole long, we could go on for hours talking about what's going on the farms of America, what's happening to the food supply. You go to the grocery store and you can't find half the stuff that you want. Why is there a shortage? Well, there's a long story and a short story to that. But when it comes to the homeless or people who are in need, that don't have any money, they can't get food. You know, there are a lot of people who are being supplied food through the school system, and that's all closed down. So what's happening to these millions, tens of millions of people who are food compromised, if you want to use that word? And the idea was put together by a fellow named Ron Stone, who runs a group of radio stations, independent radio stations in our country, and a bunch of other independent broadcasters got together to support it, including me and my programs and my company. So if you want to donate through the end of the weekend, you can do that to help raise more money. I think the figure is in the 400,000 range at the moment after a day or so of raising money for this to help out. You can buy, what is it, Victoria? You said $1 buys 10 meals or something?
Mm-hmm.
It's something.
That's exactly it. Yep.
Would you mind explaining? Let's just spend a moment here explaining how this all works, because Feeding America is one of those charities. I'm not big on charities because they're usually bloated. The CEO makes hundreds of thousands of dollars. The money doesn't go to where it's supposed to go, so I usually stay away. I got involved with Feeding America because every single penny, every cent that is raised goes to buy food for these people. So I don't, but I've forgotten the numbers exactly. You're pretty close to that.
The numbers of...
Yeah, and how much, if you give a dollar, how many people does that feed?
A dollar is 10 meals. Yep, a dollar equals 10 meals. So that's, And so it's not
really great.
It is. And what they do is they work with over 200 food banks around the country. So if you go to the feedingamerica.org website, you can find your closest food bank if you are in need.
Yeah.
They also take donations. You can, you can donate food to the food bank as well. And so what Feeding America does, they have partnered with Walmart and Costco and Purdue Chicken, and they take the excess food, whatever the surplus is from, those big box stores, and then they supply that then they take it to the food banks, and then it goes from there. But they have, like, I think it's 60,000 programs around the country that they support. It's really just amazing. And the sad thing is, when we talk about numbers of how this is affecting Americans, 1 in 7, now this is before the pandemic, 1 in 7 Americans relies on a food bank.
That's
and so to me, that's just a staggering number. Right now, I don't know what exactly the number is, but it's more than 1 in 7 are reliant on food banks. We see images of people in their cars, lines and lines around food banks just waiting for these food boxes. And it's an amazing cause. It's a wonderful, I don't even like calling it a charity. I think it's so much bigger than that. It's an organization, and it's a foundation that is really, it's been around for 40 years in America, and I'm so happy that our show has been able to contribute in whatever way we can.
Yep. All right. So let's see. Number 4 on the list, counting up toward number 1, is a focus on the presidential race. 2 things come to mind as I hear or see that. One of them is that there's no primary in New York State. Joe Biden doesn't have enough votes right now to seize the nomination. So what kind of skullduggery can the Democrats come up with to sneak somebody else in there, whoever it may be?
I still think it's going to be a long shot. Look, if he...
A long shot for Biden or a long shot for somebody else?
Well, for everybody, actually. Yeah. Here's what could happen. Forget the opinion here, or my opining. Here's what could happen. Joe Biden will probably not have enough delegates to just walk into the convention as the presumptive... as the nominee of Democrats. Now, that doesn't mean that all the states aren't going to pledge their votes to Joe Biden, and every other candidate who has run has pledged their delegates to Joe Biden, except for Bernie Sanders. So it is a long shot to think that that is not what is going to happen. But there are many what-if scenarios. First, we don't know exactly when the DNC will actually hold their convention, because it's been moved and postponed already. There's been some talk that the convention may take place online. And I don't know if you had a chance to see what the NFL draft looked like, but I was having a conversation with Frank Dreyer, who's our friend. He used to play football, and he went, "This is ridiculous," because no one actually stood up. It was just a bunch of, anonymity that protected people's dumb moves. And so if the convention is online... then that same thing can happen for Democrats. So there is a possibility that they could move someone in because Joe doesn't have the delegates. I would say that that's unlikely. I think what Democrats are going to do is use Joe to try to get him, because they think he's likable, over the finish line. But keep an eye on whoever his vice president is, because I fully believe that if Joe Biden is elected, and I still think that could be a long shot, but if he is elected, I don't know that he even serves a day or two. I think his vice president becomes president immediately.
I don't think immediately, but I think there'll be a transition. I don't think it's immediate. There's too much structural stuff that would need to change that's part of his plan. It wouldn't just be immediate.
And the polls are not with you
at
the moment,
and that would cause
Jennifer.
So much chaos. You know,
if you look at what I've seen this week, 8 or 9 points. Biden's got 8 or 9 points. Now, he's doing a series of interviews this weekend to address this 25- or 30-year-old charge against him that he raped or molested this former staffer. What was her name? Tara Reid.
Yeah, I mean, he has denied it, and his staff has denied it, but I guess now he's going to...
He hasn't actually talked about it. He's not publicly said anything about it. And if you think that the news media is not in the tank for Joe Biden, then find out why. In all of the interviews he's done over the last 5 weeks, not one person has asked him about it. Come on.
Well, Chris Hayes got a lot of flack for talking about it.
Finally, but that was in week number 5. And then what happens after Chris Hayes talks about it? This effort on social media about firing him.
Yeah.
Are there any good journalists left?
Nope.
I'm not saying that he did it or not, but
not
at least ask the question, because guess what? When it was brought up against Trump or Justice Kavanaugh, they wouldn't let that thing go. It was the story for weeks.
Yeah, but you know what, though, on the other end of that? No
biased.
One is talking about Trump there's an active lawsuit from Jean Carroll against Trump on rape right now. No one's asking him about it. He hasn't talked about it. He said she's not my type. He said she's not my type. Did he really say that? Yes, he did.
My God.
And you know what? That might be
so. She wasn't pretty enough for him to rape. I mean, really? That's what his answer was. I know. We can laugh at it, but it's
well,
vile.
You know what? It makes me go back to Clinton and Jennifer Flowers and Paula, what's her face, and all of that stuff.
Clinton was never accused of rape. Or sexual assault.
Sure he was. Juanita Broadrick accused him of rape.
Sure. After the fact. I think after she showed up in his hotel room.
Here's the problem, though. We can't do this. Dwight Eisenhower,
and I'm not even sure, he had an affair with his assistant when he was in charge of Europe in World War II.
Here's breaking news. These men that are power hungry are all going to have these types of allegations. That's not great, but this is what happens with these people who are egomaniacs, and they become predators, and it's unfortunate that we're in this situation. But the Democrats, I really am taking issue with this, because Democrats have painted themselves as the party of Me Too. And so either we believe women or we don't. We shouldn't be believing women who accuse only Republicans. And that's what's happening. We dismiss the charges against
Bill
Clinton.
The news media underscores
that. We dismiss the charges against Joe Biden.
Well, that was a different time, though, Jen, in the 90s. I mean, that's... You know, I don't think we can even compare what happened with Clinton.
All right, we got a story to tell with another topic.
I know, I think Rose McGowan is right calling out people for not being consistent on this, though.
All right. Coming up, a conversation about what you know, what you don't know, what you ought to know, and what you are not allowed to know on the Talk Radio Review.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. Offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. Power up your immune system today with Advanced D, with free shipping, plus a free fish oil. Dial 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Talk radio review here. Doug, Stefan, Victoria, Keelan, Jennifer Horner. We're joined by talk host Walter Sterling, who does a national program. And the reason I asked Walter to join us is because he had an impactful conversation with one of our colleagues here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who does the Good Day Health show, about this study that's been done in France. And I think you, I don't know where you first heard the story, but I know you got wrapped up in it. And if I understand the story correctly, Walter, you published the findings on your Facebook page, and that's where the story begins. Is that right?
Dr. Ken gave me a link to the study.
Yep.
Known as the Marseille study.
Correct.
And I quickly cut and pasted it and put it on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Twice. At least twice, maybe more, I've had items removed from Facebook. The last time something was removed from Facebook was when there was a surprisingly small bikini on a woman in France. So, again, we go to France. And they removed that. And then I put up this link that Dr. Ken sent me. Now, I don't know anything about medicine. I'm not a doctor. But Dr. Ken's a very important guy, very impressive. He sends me a link and says, you got to put it up. You've got to put it up. Or he said it like this. You got to put it up. Right. So I did. Mm-hmm. And then I had him on my show again. And I said, well, it's already up. I don't have to put it up again. And I went and looked for it. And there was a line from Facebook that said, content has been removed because it doesn't adhere to Facebook guidelines.
Wow. What does that tell you?
Now, I tried it again today.
Mm-hmm.
I put it up again today. We'll see what happens.
So what we have is Facebook managing the news, right? Isn't that what that's about? I mean, because it didn't conform to what Fauci or the news media says, they just yank it.
It's a disturbing trend, though. I know you guys probably heard the video this week from the doctors in California who talked about this being not as bad as we thought it was, and that was yanked down by Google. So this is happening all over the place.
Yeah, these guys are dangerous, and I'm glad you told the story, Walter. Good to have you on again. Walter M. Sterling, listen for him around the country on weekend nights. Here, this is the Talk Radio Review, Jennifer, Doug, and Victoria at 10 before the hour.
Stop.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's car maintenance time. Check the oil, check the water. I feel like doing the commercial for, was it Burger King? Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders don't upset us. How do we do that with your car service and maintenance and that kind of stuff? What's going on in the world of automobiles and transportation in general? Our expert is Nick Miles, who has a fabulous website deemed to be the best by many people who judge these sorts of things. It is his website is rautoexpert.com. In a moment, we're going to find out why your car dealer won't take back your leased vehicle. First, though, keeping track of your vehicle's routine maintenance, like oil changes, tire rotation, that kind of stuff, pretty crucial, especially as shelter-in-place orders nationwide increase the time cars remain unused. Equally important is staying current on safety recalls from the manufacturers and knowing what to do when your car needs repairs, so let's figure out what's going on.
In the know, I'm Smitha Rao. Knowing if you're being quoted a fair price for the service and repair items your car needs is important. KBB.com managing editor Micah Muzio has more.
Kelley Blue Book's new auto repair guide shows you what you should pay for car repairs and lets you schedule an appointment no matter which make or model you own. From smaller items like patching a tire or getting your brakes adjusted to bigger repairs like replacing the transmission.
Based on your vehicle's mileage, Kelley Blue Book also shows you the next time you'll need to bring your car in for routine servicing and provides manufacturers recommended maintenance schedules.
With Kelley Blue Book's fair repair range, you'll get an objective look at what others have been paying for regular maintenance services at local dealers. Also available is up-to-date information on car safety recalls from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. Repairs related to manufacturer recalls are free to car owners and can be scheduled right from the Service and Repair Pricing Guide.
For more information on car maintenance, repairs, and recalls, visit KPD.com.
All right, here with a sort of a follow-up to that, Nick Mills. Nick Mills. You know, have I ever told you why once in a while I refer to you as Nick Mills? Did I ever tell you that?
No, tell me.
Nick Mills was, I ran the news station in Boston in the mid-80s, and my morning anchor was a guy named Nick Mills. And he was
pretty great guy.
Well, he was in my face a lot. but he was, I don't know what. It's funny how that just you get things in the groove of your brain, you know, your name is spelled with one L, his was two, but anyway. So let's go back to this business about car servicing for a moment, please. Your take on it, the essence. I'll give you my example. I have my Rover, and when I drove back from California, I parked it in front of the house until last week. It hadn't moved. I found that a mouse got into it. I don't even understand how this happened. The mouse got into the glove box in the middle where I had a couple of candy bars and some snacks and chewed away. How does a mouse get into, I didn't even begin to understand how that could happen.
Yeah, well, there's little holes everywhere in your car, of course. It can climb up through the wheels, and it's like probably a big toy for the mouse because suddenly there's this big thing out there with lots of little tunnels and air vents and ducts and the engine compartment to walk through. So it was probably a big adventure for the mouse. And guess what? There's two candy bars at the end.
Yeah.
He got a
really upset about that. Yeah. All right. So, but what special danger, if that's the right word, or what do we have to be aware of if we are, like a lot of people, are just letting their car sit? I'm driving my pickup truck. I haven't driven the car. So what do we need to be doing or thinking about if they're not being used?
A couple things that are really important. Your tires. You want to take the car out every week at least. I like to say every couple of days. If the tires sit on one spot, Doug, you probably had this with a truck that's set on the farm for a while.
Right, yeah,
you get
yeah.
flat spots in the tire, and you feel the bumps going down the road, and then, of course, the tire is unsafe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you want to get the car out. Plus, there's the gasoline as well. Yeah, if you're going to leave your car for a long time, you don't want to have a partial tank of gas. You want to fill it all the way up because you don't want all that the crusty is at the bottom of the tank getting sort of put into the system. And gas does go old as well. And, of course, then there's a big old problem of the battery going flat. So put it on a battery tender if you're not going to drive it for a while. But drive it around the block once a week. Give it some love. Cars like to be driven.
What about cars that are out of lease not being taken back by the dealer? What's the excuse?
Well, there's a big story coming out of California right now that several dealers have been saying, hey, we're not taking the car back. The owners are like, what? What? Why aren't you taking it back? The lease is over. And what ends up happening is the dealership are closed and they have nowhere to put it on the lot. They're not selling any cars right now, so they have nowhere to put it on the lot. And these owners are complaining. Well, I wouldn't be complaining because I'm not paying any more than I paid for the lease. They agree. You can come and get it.
Right. Just drive the car free.
Yeah, the tax and insurance and everything else, that's what I say. Apparently some people are unhappy about it and take it back because they're not open. Well, sorry, you got a free car.
Yep, hello, it's free!
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.